Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And again, thank you for making us a part of your Thanksgiving morning. That was the Southern Marching Band. Yeah. And we say to you, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a special little Thanksgiving hug to you folks in Ackworth.
Wonderful folks in Ackworth. Man. Oh, yeah.
You used to live in Ackworth.
Did you?
Yeah, right there in Pickett's Plantation.
Did they let you stay or they run you out?
Well, it depends on who you talk to. It depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, but nice again, folks out there going out toward Allatoona
High
School and out that area, that part of Cobb County. So it's great. They enjoy some great football out there this way. North Cobb had a great season. Kennesaw Mountain High School had an outstanding breakthrough season for their program. So. They had some great high school football that way.
On this 25th day of November, which always, you know, because it rotates. Obviously, this wasn't Thanksgiving every year, so some things happened on this day we're going to be talking about. It's funny you mentioned Kennesaw Mountain, because today was the day, the 25th of November, that the baseball world lost Kennesaw Mountain Landis. He passed on this date.
Okay.
Many years ago. Many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Say a little prayer for him if he means anything to you, along with folks like Flip Wilson.
Yeah.
Flip Wilson also left us on this day.
Chris gonna find Rachel.
Oh, that was for me. I appreciate that one, Sam.
Yeah.
That was for me. Flip Wilson album.
The devil may be by that dress.
Yeah. Also okay, Bill Robinson on this day. Yeah. But anyway. Throughout the day, we are going to, and I was going to start now, but we've had too much nonsense right now going on.
Yeah.
But we've had Thanksgiving Day of things that have happened from those games that are played on Thanksgiving. Dallas and Detroit and just the day of games. We have a lot of trivia questions and a lot of facts that you may or may not know, so we're going to throw those at you throughout the course of the day. But moving into the 7 o'clock hour, we've got Eric Jackson coming up in a minute from Sportico and some other Thanksgiving nonsense we'll do later on in the hour. But as always, 7 o'clock straight up, we turn things over to Mr. Crenshaw, going out locally.
Okay, all right. We talk about a lot of things. Of course, the high school football scoreboard show is coming up tomorrow night. An abbreviated version because we got Hawks basketball. We got Hawks and Grizzlies here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So immediately after the game, immediately after we beat the Grizz tomorrow night, because we're going to beat the Grizz.
Y'all going to handle John Morant?
We're going to handle John Morant? Got something special for him. And so that's after that, we'll have the high school scoreboard show, and Chris Park and I will get you through the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs. Now, this is a special week, and I'm going to invite Garrett Chapman to come back in here because, you know, I went by one school this week. I went by Johns Creek High School, and it's the first time that school has ever played in the quarterfinals. So they're not used to practicing on Thanksgiving Day. That's the thing. You got a game coming up tomorrow night. So it's Thanksgiving. You still got to get prepared for your game. So this morning, these teams will get to practice. And Garrett, talk about what it's like to practice on Thanksgiving Day, because it tells you a lot of things. It tells you you've had a good season, a great season, and when you're going this long, it's a special season.
Well, it's cold.
Because
you get there early in the morning. It's early, almost always. So, because they always want to get you back to go see your family and go watch some football, you know, and get back and watch some film. I know, our coaches were definitely watching film all that day. But no, it's a great experience. I mean, we got a cool T-shirt for it and everything. I mean, it's kind of like a tradition over at Lovett that that you make the Thanksgiving Day weekend that game, then you get a Turkey Day shirt. So it's. And that was kind of a cool thing. My sophomore year, I remember we didn't make it that far. We lost to Carver Columbus, actually coached by Del McGee.
Yeah.
We traveled down there the year after Isaiah Crowell graduated. Man, it was not great. Tough. But the 2 years after that, my junior and senior year, we made it through and played Lamar County my junior year. And my senior year, we played, not Brooks County, we went Laney High School out in Augusta,
yeah.
So that was two great experiences. And look, I mean, we were 1-1 in those games. And this is when football gets good. High school football is always great, but when you get to the quarterfinals, once you get to this level, the Elite Eight, it's special. It's special because everybody's really good. It means just a little bit more every week because you're getting that much closer to the finish line. You can see the light at the end of the tunnel, and I think Thanksgiving is the first time you're really able to see that.
Yeah, and that's what a lot of the teams are getting to experience. Big time, a lot of matchups, and we'll run through some of the matchups because we're running the full schedule down for you tomorrow as the games will be coming up tomorrow night. We do have some that are, we got Roswell and Grayson. We look at the 7A classification. Collins Hill, the number one team in the state, has got to make the trip. They're on the bus this week. They're going to go down to Lowndes. Walton and Brookwood, a game. Milton and Mill Creek, those are the games in the 7A classification. Let me look at the 6A classification. We got Westlake going to Carrollton. They won't have to go far for that one. They just take the back road down 166 and go down to Carrollton and play that one. Beaufort and Lee County. Now, that's going to be a ride for Beaufort to get to go and play to play that one. You got Northside Warner Robins against Langston Hughes, and Johns Creek is going to ride to Decatur. And I talked about Johns Creek. They are a 4-seed. That means they are on the bus, like, permanently. There's no way they could end up, you know, hosting a game as a 4-seed. So the first week they're in Rome. Last week they played Evans. They were down in Augusta. This week they're going to go to Decatur. But, you know, sometimes it's that road thing that bonds a team and gets them stronger, and they go out and they get a win. You know what I mean? So that's what they're dealing with. Let me look one more classification. 5A Creekside is playing Whitewater. They in Fayette County. It's not a long drive for them. Warner Robins at Jones County. Villa Rica and Blessed Trinity. And Clark Central over in Athens, the Gladiators, going to play Calhoun. That's a bit of a hike for them. But that's just some of the games that are going on. Of course, like I said, an abbreviated version of the Scoreboard Show coming up Friday night after the games. Now some college football. And let's start with today. There's an HBCU game today. We talked about the Egg Bowl with Ole Miss and Mississippi State. Tuskegee and Alabama State will play in Montgomery today at 3 o'clock. And it'll be on ESPN Plus if you don't want to make the trip. Tuskegee, I don't know if their coach comes back for another year down there. I know the coach at Alabama State is not coming back for next year. So they're looking for a job or a coach to bring talent into
that. You know what? That's messed up, Sam.
Well, no, I'm just
saying. No, not the game. That they don't have it on their site, ESPN. What? They got Fresno State, San Jose State, and they got Ole Miss and Mississippi State. You say this game's going to be on ESPN, too.
Oh, no, it's going to be on Plus.
Plus, whatever, but they should list it here as far as today's matchups. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Okay.
They don't. I'm glad you told folks because that wasn't,
You admonishing ESPN.
I am, man. That game should be up there.
You and Deion Sanders. You and Deion Sanders are admonishing ESPN.
Yeah, and I don't have a band behind me.
Yeah, I know. Or Nick Saban with them blue sport coat. Anyway. That's coming up today. But then coming up on Saturday, we got a lot of college football around here. Obviously, we know there's going to be a traffic issue in downtown Atlanta Saturday morning because Georgia plays Georgia Tech at 12 noon. So if you're coming through town or planning to come through the downtown connector, just understand it's going to be real gnarly coming through.
Listen, it ain't even that, Sam. You're right with the traffic with that, but you got folks not waiting until Sunday. They're going to come home Saturday.
Well, they need to know. They need to take 285.
Well, they ain't listening. That's their own fault.
And go around. But that's going to have the traffic. Because I got to figure out a way to get around that because I got to get over to Pete's place. Georgia State plays Troy at 2 o'clock.
Yes, they do.
And so I like to get to like a couple hours before the game. So 12 o'clock, they're starting at Tech, you know, up the road. So I got to find a way to navigate to get around all that to get where I need to get. But that's happening at 2 o'clock. Georgia State, of course, is bowl eligible. Tomorrow morning, we will be joined by Georgia State head coach Sean Elliott. we get a chance to talk with him as they play Troy. Kennesaw State plays the first round playoff game against Davidson, and that's a 2 o'clock start tomorrow. And also back after a year hiatus is the Bayou Classic down in New Orleans. And, man, if you go down to this game, I'm telling you, you'd be so tired on Monday because you get no sleep the whole time you're down there.
Yeah.
Everybody said, no, man, you can't sleep. You got to come go this. You got to come see this. You got to, you know, and you get, all right, let's go. And so it's Grambling and Southern. Grambling, by the way, will be looking for a new coach after this season. And they're taking on Southern tomorrow. That's a 5 o'clock start on NBCSN. So that gets you that. Matter of fact, in the background, that's the sound of the Grambling State Marching Band. I'm sure they're getting set for tomorrow. Game, but Saturday's game down in New Orleans.
All right, well, there you go. Garrett, come on here real quick. We had a call.
Oh, yeah. No, I just wanted to give a shout out quickly to Reese from Atlanta. Yeah, he came a little bit ago. He came and called us and said, wanted to say he appreciates you guys and wanted to say happy Thanksgiving to you. He drives a truck and he's out and about. And he's listening. So, Reese, if you are still listening, happy Thanksgiving, my friend.
Man, and something about them truck drivers. We've been talking about it since I don't know how long. Because
right.
You ain't got nothing in your house that wasn't brought by a truck at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, just take a second and acknowledge those guys. Real quick, before we get on here, I want to remind you of our poll question. What's your favorite set of holiday games? Your favorite set of holiday games. Is it Turkey Day NFL? Christmas Day NBA? New Year's Day bowl games? Or other? You can see the list up at 92.9 The Game. We'd love for you to participate. Coming up later on in the hour, we're going to talk a lot more Thanksgiving Day stuff. But up next, Eric Jackson, friend of the show. He is with Sportico. We're going to talk about the business of sports. That's up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. And by the way, happy Thanksgiving.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. RankingsAtlanta.com Sports Flash. The SEO agency of choice for personal injury law firms.
I'm Caleb Johnson. The Hawks have now gone from a six-game losing streak to a six-game winning streak after last night's 124-106 comfortable win over the struggling San Antonio Spurs. Trae Young led Atlanta with 31 points as eight Hawks players finished in double figures. Young says it was important to snap a recent road skid that had kept the Hawks from seeing a win on the road since October 27th.
That was just the main focus coming into tonight, is just breaking that streak of losing on the road. And we wanted to come in, and even though it's a tough place to play on the road, come in and get a win.
Thanksgiving Day in the NFL starts off with a matchup that might have you flipping the channel to watch a dog show, as the 3-7 Bears without quarterback Justin Fields, who suffered crack ribs last week, face off against the 0-9-1 Lions at 12:30. Raiders and Cowboys square off in the afternoon game at 4:30, while Bills at the Saints finishes off the day's matchups at 8:20. All of those games can be heard right here on 92.9. After Penn State's James Franklin received a decade deal earlier this week, fellow Big Ten coach Mel Tucker, who previously served as UGA's defensive coordinator until 2018, is receiving his own 10-year, $95 million deal to stay at Michigan State. This comes just days after the Spartans crumbled 56-7 to Ohio State, but also days after Tucker was linked to other coaching vacancies in college football. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Caleb Johnson from the Mobile Kia Studios on your home of Sunday's Falcons-Jaguars game kickoff at 1, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Atlanta Sports Radio 92.9
The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving, especially those of you who have to go to work today. Some of you are having to work today. You know, not everybody gets to have the holiday off, and some people have to work. Our law enforcement, our people working at our hospitals, our fire and rescue people. We're happy that you're on the job today. And
yes, we are.
We thank you for being there. And of course, we heard from Maurice, truck driver, going in. Hey, truck drivers are still out there driving. They got to get things. They got to get things to try to stock these shelves for tomorrow morning. So, I mean, it's that stuff's on the truck. And so we like to salute all the people who are working this morning.
Yes. We got a guest.
We do have a guest. We have a guest. And we love to talk about, you know, we talk to the guy. After games, we talk to the players and the coaches. This guy talks to the owners and the GMs and the folks that write the checks. That's because he covers the business side of sports. Eric Jackson from our area is now taking a new job with Sportico. Moved to New York City.
Morning, Eric.
Morning, Eric.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Turkey Day.
Fantastic.
Pleasure to be on, for sure.
I'm curious about with Eric. Where, I mean, I know he's with Sportico now, and I don't know how much time he spends in Atlanta, but what would have been your focus as far as trying to come up with some sort of economic impact to pass on to the city after the Braves World Series win?
I know, man. I was joking with somebody. I felt like they needed me to get out of town, right, to get the get it done. But, yeah, no, it's crazy, right? I mean, I think for them, obviously there were some sore hearts and still are, right, about the team leaving Atlanta, going out to, to Cobb County. But I think for the Braves in that sense, that they feel validated in the sense of, you know, the battery. And, obviously we saw every night how thick it was, home or on the road, right? So, obviously, you know, they're going to hit franchise revenue records this year, and their values just keeps going up as a team and a club. But, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, the economic impact, it's temporary, right? But no doubt, I mean, those businesses are out there, definitely got a nice little boost during that course. So, obviously kudos to the Braves. And, there's definitely some benefits for those folks out there, the businesses nearby. So,
like I always like to say about it, Eric, it was a real estate deal with a little bit of baseball thrown in on the side, and it's worked out very, very well. Worked out very, very well. Look, I'm sure you've got a lot to talk about some things. We've got an NFL team that's having to pay a big sum of money to a city. You know, we're talking about this Rams deal. Tell us what brought that on, and might that mean that we won't see team so eager to jump from city to city after this?
Right. Well, you got to follow the rules when you do it, right? So the process was we come to find out the process was much more messy, right, than we knew originally when they left, right? So obviously this has been a 4-year litigation going on between the city of St. Louis and the NFL. Obviously now we have a resolution. They've settled out for $790 million. After this mediation session that recently happened. So. Obviously this was unlikely to go to trial, which was going to come up in January. The NFL has just historically never wanted to air out their dirty laundry, so to speak, what happens behind closed doors. So, they usually like to settle before things get to that. And the thing is, though, some of the code and, internal workings, even some of the ownership issues were still revealed in the process. So, it showed that everybody's not on the same page because, long story short, when teams relocate, all the owners are in agreement of this. This is not one owner who makes this decision, right? So it's the club. It's the good old boys club, as they say. So obviously, some owners are upset with, Stan Kroenke, the Rams owner. He wanted to distance himself in that sense and, get this deal done. But ultimately, everybody, all the owners, Jerry Jones, everyone included, has to take responsibility for the move to Los Angeles. So luckily, the settlement has come, and we still don't know how much Stan Kroenke is going to have to pay out of the $790. But if you know Stan, he's very well off. So a lot of people see it as a win for the NFL in a lot of ways, because while $790 million is a lot to me and you, that's doable for the NFL. I know some folks in the off friends, especially in St. Louis, who were disappointed, as they should be. The St. Louis would have had a big advantage if they went to trial, because it was becoming more clear through the discovery that the league did violate relocation rules. So it would have been so interesting, right? I mean, who wouldn't have loved to, this probably would have been on TV, right?
Seeing
Roger Goodell or Jerry Jones up there on the witness stand. I mean, this would have been great TV.
Which is what, Eric, excuse me for jumping in here. Isn't that one of the main reasons why the settlement happened? Is because while this is between Kroenke and the city of St. Louis, and as you said, it's all, they're all members of the same club. The lawsuit in and of itself and the money that was being paid to defend this lawsuit started bleeding into the other owners' pockets, and it was starting to cost them more than what they thought it was going to cost. And they were like, hey, you need to settle this thing right now because you dip it into my back pocket.
Exactly. That's when people start to get upset, right? You're in my pocket now. You know what I mean? And, the thing is, Stan's the richest owner in the NFL too. So, outside of Panthers owner David Tepper, but honestly, it's probably Stan if you include his wife, Ann Walton, who's a Harris of the Walmart family, so Stan has the biggest pockets in the room, they're looking at him like, yo, fit this bill, man, let's move on from all of this. And obviously they got it done with the settlement, and it's a win for Stan. Especially, you got to imagine, the trial would have been in January, just a few weeks starting before the Super Bowl in Los Angeles, right? So Stan didn't want all the media, right, too, especially weeks, coming into the Super Bowl with that on the mind. So it could have been a mess, ultimately.
Yeah. We won't have that. But we're spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Eric Jackson. He is social. You can find him on Twitter at EP Jackson, at EP Jackson, all lowercase. Eric, we talk about the pandemic and the impact it had on college athletics. Seems not to be bothering these teams from putting these big football contracts. Where are they getting this money from? For James Franklin and now Mel Tucker.
Right. No, I'm sure looking at one of the craziest coaching carousels in years, and obviously the blue bloods, right? USC, Florida, LSU, this is triggering this big wave of money contracts. And, depending on who you talk to, especially in academia, the optics aren't great coming off of a pandemic, right? Obviously, students and enrollment and other things and issues that some universities are having, but big boosters, right? They'll come up and pony it up. Everybody's not struggling, as they say. So, obviously James Franklin, it was smart for Penn State to just go ahead, 10-year deal, about 8.5 per. And Mel Tucker, Michigan State wasn't going to let him get away, about $95 million on his 10-year deal. So It's really interesting for sure. You know, the most high profile schools, you just don't see this, right? The most high profile programs have these openings, and then not just those three, right? But Washington, TCU, Virginia Tech. I mean, these are good jobs too that are open. So it's just,
right.
I mean, we've already had 14 head coaching changes, and you know, we haven't even got to the end of the year yet. You know what I mean? Like it's we're on rapid fire, and a lot of people predicted that during the pandemic, you know, there would be, you know, more conservative. We're going to let this thing play out. But, you know, that's why you have the powers to be and boosters and everyone else who make these decisions, who will pay these buyouts, Mullen, $12 million buyout. I wish someone would give me that, right, to walk away, right?
But isn't it, guys, at the end of the day, isn't it us flipping a bill? You can talk about the boosters and they bring in that extra gravy. But at the end of the day, these are state employees.
Yeah, but they got a cap right on how much the state pays.
Well, again,
the rest comes from the boosters.
You go around the country and you see these college football coaches, and they're all the richest or the highest paid employees of the state. You know, when you go around there,
right?
And so at the end of the day, we can talk about the boosters, but it's still coming out of our pocket. You know,
right? No, it's not all. Yeah, it's not always private finance, right? For sure. I mean, and you know, I remember the LSU professor, you know, at LSU, right, criticizing their own university, right? So, you know, when your textbooks haven't been updated in a while, your dorms haven't, you know what I mean? There's a big discussion, right, on, you know, what are we doing here, right? But there is no joke, or there's no debate that football especially impacts. You know, Nick Saban, Dabo Sweeney, these enrollment rates since they've been there and the success they've been having, right, has increased it tenfold. So, you know, there is a correlation between success and what you're doing, and you know, as far as benefiting the school and you know, as a whole. So, it's a good discussion, right? I love it.
Yep. As I always say, athletics is the front porch to schools to get people to come and attract them to campus, and that's true.
That's schools, a good phrase, man. I like that.
Well, they do. It's what they say, because a lot of folks who never set foot in the classroom would drop money
for
your athletics.
We don't want to admit it, right? Everybody always, you know, nobody wants to admit it, because school should be the first priority, right?
Yeah.
Sure. I mean, you know, the academics is what you come for, but it would be naive to say that, you know, Nick Saban's making, what, $10.7 million this year, just a recent raise, and Dabo's right there. Jimbo just got another deal, about $95 million, and your boy Kirby Smart is very due, you know. He's underpaid, you know, at $7 million. People are like, you're underpaid. You know, Kirby's going to probably get locked down now. Everybody else is getting their big contracts. You know, Kirby Smart's obviously a Jimmy Sexton client, and Jimmy usually, you know, has done well for his clients in the past. So, you know, Kirby's going to be, I'm sure the UGA is going to roll out the red carpet.
Oh,
no
doubt. Really, and the big bank roll. Eric, we appreciate you spending some time. I know you with family this morning. We appreciate you spending some Thanksgiving, and always good to catch up with you.
Yes, sir.
The business side of the game. And thanks for joining us. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Eric.
Happy Thanksgiving. I have one more important question for you guys.
What?
Turkey or ham?
Oh, turkey today.
Turkey.
Today.
Today, yeah, today. we do the honey
Thank
bank.
Guys,
we do
I
the honey bank
it.
On Christmas.
Yeah, we go. There we go.
Appreciate it, man.
Take it easy.
Eric Jackson joining Sam and Greg here, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. You and I want to ask you a question when we come back about something I didn't get a chance to ask Eric. We won't know the exact numbers, but it was something I was going to ask him. And, of course, we'd start talking Thanksgiving stuff, the games and events and things that have happened on this day. That's coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, and take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Thanksgiving morning, a little sweet emotion from Errol Smith, Sam, and Greg. We can't thank you enough for making us a part of your Thanksgiving morning.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving. We got coming up top of the hour, talk a little bit more college football and the polls that came out. We got a poll question, too, we want to remind you about. Real quick, what's your favorite holiday set of games? Your favorite holiday set of games. One would be Thanksgiving Day NFL games. Two would be Christmas Day NBA games. Three would be New Year's Day bowl games or other. Yeah. It's at 92.9 The Game.
I can think of another.
Well, I'm sure I could think of a couple others, too. I mean, Garrett gave me one.
What did he give you?
He gave me 4th of July, baseball.
Baseball. I'll give you St. Patrick's Day because that usually happens right in the middle of the NCAA tournament. That's like week two. Of March Madness, and you know what happens on those days. Everybody goes to lunch and don't come back to work.
Well, that's the way it used to be.
No,
first of all, folks ain't going anywhere to work. They work from home.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
That was the old days. And by the way, I just discovered some little nugget. Our Garrett and Jesse have the same birthday.
Really?
Yeah. He just said that it was St. Patrick's Day's his birthday.
Whoa.
Luck of the Irish. What can I say?
He's a lucky you know? Irish. And yeah. So he shares it with my little dog, Jesse.
He's a dope, man. They're you know, I was very nice to our last guest. I want you to know, because while we know Eric is from the area and is now working for Sportico and really proud of him, he's also a graduate of Valdosta State. That's them folks downstate that the alma mater got to play this week in the second round playoff game. So I was very nice not to invite him to come be on the show with us today. Considering that he's one of them folk.
See, I love when you say it like that.
What?
Them folk.
Them folk from downstate.
You know, the one thing I didn't get a chance to ask Eric, and I don't know if he could actually articulate this, but, you know, one of the conversations that have been going on these last few weeks is surrounding Notre Dame and its program and how they could be in a better situation, just football, because we know everything else academically falls under the ACC umbrella for them, but they continue to be an independent, and how that would change were they to join a conference for football. And my question is, would it be a step back, or would they actually get more money were they to join a conference?
Well, whatever they're doing, they'll be sharing. Right now, their slice of the pie is their whole pie.
Is their own, I'm saying.
You know what I mean? They got a major network deal they've had for years with the NBC. I don't think that's going anywhere. So, I mean, yeah, that's you know, I don't think so. But you know the thing I wanted to ask him about was, since he's there, what's the buzz for the Hawks playing the Knicks at Madison Square Garden on Christmas Day? You know, because – and I'm checking something, too. And, I mean, maybe we catch up with him before that game happens, because, I mean, I'm checking out. People from New York always talk about how Hawks games are never sold out. When the Knicks plays down here, it's cheaper to get a flight into town. You can walk right up to the window and get you a ticket. And why you can't do that. And I checked the flights. The cheap flights on Christmas Eve, Atlanta to New York, about $250, $245, $250. I checked with the lowest ticket. Tickets as low as $173 for the Hawks and the Knicks on Christmas Day. So if you're thinking about trying to hop a jet and fly up there that morning and go and catch that game, which is a 12 noon start, that's what it's going to cost you. A whole, you know, but, you know.
You ain't even including the transportation from the airport if you go straight to the
Madison Square Garden, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't get no, talking about the hotel room.
Yep.
You know, you go right to the game and back in the, you know, Uber and back to the airport.
Which you could do. You could do. You, if you fly in on it, you get the first flight. It's kind of like what I'd like to do on the Monday of the U.S. Open. I like to get the earliest flight out of Atlanta into LaGuardia. Of course, there, the tennis center is right across the street from the airport. That's easy to get to, you know. But that's what they can do with the game being a 12 noon start. It can be a day up, go watch the game, go have your little bite to eat afterwards, and then catch your flight and come back. It could be a day trip.
Okay. I forgot. You just reminded me. I forgot What's to that? Ask Rick Limpert about that.
What's that? What's wrong?
About if he saw King Richard yet.
Yeah.
Did you see it?
I haven't seen it yet, man. I
need to check that out. King Richard story. Yeah, HBO Max. That's where I saw it. And like I said, I don't know. You know, like, I don't want to give it too much hyperbole, and actually, that's redundant. But I wouldn't be surprised if somebody says Will Smith's getting an Academy or not for that. Or if they say they didn't like it. It all depends on your perspective on that family. Because it's not about the achievements of Serena and Venus, but yes, it is because of what he did.
Right.
So anyway, it's definitely worth a watch for you. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. On this Thanksgiving morning, let's talk a little Thanksgiving and these games that we have. By the way, we got the triple header for you today. Bears and Lions, pregame at 12, kickoff at 12:30, Raiders and Cowboys afterwards, and then, of course, the Bills and the Saints, all right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And by the way, Saturday, we got your Ohio State-Michigan game, 11:30, pregame, kickoff at 12, followed by Alabama and Auburn. So, listen, all the big games, everything that's happening, we got you covered right here in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. 1934, man, is when it all started.
What was that?
That's when this game, this Lions game, started. And the Lions were the first team before the Cowboys to play on Thanksgiving. So for those of you who don't know, a little bit of history. Lions have played on Thanksgiving every year since 1934, with the exception of the World War II years. Okay, Cowboys came in the 60s. And then they had it snatched from them. Did you know that?
Cowboys?
Yeah, the Cowboys had it taken away from them. And then that's when they got the upper hand and why they ain't going anywhere. What happened was, they started in the 60s, okay? Pete Rozelle, then commissioner, who has done a number of great things and set the foundation for the league that you see now.
Yeah.
He decided and wanted to see if St. Louis, that's right, the St. Louis Cardinals could, you know, bring a bigger audience to the Thanksgiving Day game. This is when Don Coryell was running the team. You know, remember Air Coryell? They were... Well, actually, then it was the Cardiac Kids. He was Air Coryell when he got out to San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
But Don Coryell was running the team. So anyway, Pete Rozelle takes the game from the Cowboys. And this is like in 1975. And what happened was it didn't really move the needle.
Really?
The Cardinals lost both games. And Rozelle had to go. Now, he had to have a conversation with old Tex Schramm, who was running things for the Cowboys back then. And Tex was like, why you won't take this? Hey, we're doing fine. We're building things up and so on and so forth. This was before they were America's team, before any of that. Well,
Before the cheerleaders with all that,
yeah,
all that extra
man.
Hairspray.
So, okay, yeah. So what happens is St. Louis falls flat. He's got to go back. Pete Rozelle's got to go back to Tex Schramm. And Tex Schramm said, okay, we'll go back and we'll take the game, but we want it now permanently. And that's how Dallas got in there. And it wasn't until 2006 when they added the third game.
Yeah.
But it was taken from Dallas and then given back. And that's when they gave it back to him. It was like, nah, we're keeping this forever. So as we move farther into the show, we will give you more interesting facts and things that have happened in records from these Thanksgiving Day games. But up next, going to talk a little bit more college football. Going into the 8 o'clock hour, going to talk some NBA too and some college basketball with our own DeShawn Tate. And believe it or not, on this Thanksgiving Thursday, we'll let you know about some jobs in front of and tell you how you can find some action behind the camera with a casting call. That's all coming up. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.